RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so staggeringly awesome and unapologetically original, you won't know what hit you.
Do you ever just get down on your knees and thank God that you know me and have access to my dementia?
Featuring the man himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, oh, he's exaggerating, he's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. It's not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet. Presented by BetMGM. On Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Terrific. Football Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. The world of sports on this Tuesday morning, 9:01 a.m. Eastern Time, as we are live around the country on Westwood One Sports, is bustling and buzzing as per usual. And we are going to get to all of it, including my breakdown, my analysis, my bets for the college football playoff quarterfinals. Oh, baby. Tomorrow night, Cotton Bowl, New Year's Eve, Miami and Ohio State. Sugar Bowl to end it on New Year's night with Ole Miss and Georgia. Oregon, Texas Tech to start it off on New Year's Day. And the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl, as the sandwich game on New Year's. And I am going to tell you, dear listener, and you, dear viewer, why Alabama and Indiana in the Rose Bowl is a game, not figuratively, but literally 100 years in the making. And I've got a bet on it. That's coming up next hour here on the show. We are also on this Tuesday morning. We are awaiting news on Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic. Jokic left last night's loss for the Nuggets in Miami with a knee injury. We have no word yet on the severity of the injury. If he's going to miss some time, the whole season, no time at all. We don't know yet on Nikola Jokic. If and when we get that news during the show, we will bring it to you immediately here on You Better You Bet. If we get news on the best player in the world, the best basketball player on the planet, Nikola Jokic. And if we don't get that news, I am going to lay out for everybody all the different possibilities. If Jokic is out for some time, no time, the entire season, what to expect for the rest of the NBA season, how to bet the rest of the NBA season, and one of those possibilities with this Jokic injury could present us with, could, the greatest first-round series in the history of sports, not the NBA, but all of sports. I'll explain later in the show. And I'm also going to tell you later this hour why it is insanity and sheer lunacy to suggest that the Atlanta Falcons should bring back head coach Raheem Morris for another season. Danny Parkins from First Things First on Fox Sports 1, our buddy, will join us later this hour to talk Week 18 in the National Football League and the upcoming NFL playoffs. Pro sports bettor Joey Knish, next hour on the show, his bets for the college football playoff quarterfinals. And if you're new to this show, new listener, new viewer, thank you very much. It's great to have you here. You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports. And you hear me say, a pro sports bettor is going to join the show as a guest. You're probably thinking it's some mealy-mouthed, curtain-jerking jabroni who can't entertain and who's got a pocket protector with a calculator and a protractor, and he's going to talk and tell you about geometry and algebra and calculus, giving you bets. No. You will be entertained by our friend Joey Knish when he joins us next hour here on You Better You Bet. But we begin. Terrific Football Tuesday. With the Los Angeles Rams, who somehow, some way, managed to lose last night in Atlanta to the Falcons, 27-24. Now, you may recall, at the end of yesterday's show, I liked Atlanta. I bet Atlanta to cover the spread. +7.5, game closed 7, so clearly bettors were into the Atlanta Falcons, including me. I thought the Falcons would keep the game close. Like, I won my bet on the game. Never did I expect the Falcons to win the game outright, especially in the wire-to-wire fashion that Atlanta won the game. And Rams head coach Sean McVay, after the game, Sean McVay stepped up to the post-game podium and said something that I think all of us were thinking about the Rams' performance last night against Atlanta.
We weren't good enough. I do like the fight of this group, the way that we handled ourselves in the second half. And we had our chances to be able to close that game out. And here we are again in a disappointing situation. But this is a humbling league, and we got humbled tonight.
Oh, they got humbled tonight. They absolutely got humbled tonight. I believe the great rapper Kendrick Lamar would say to the Los Angeles Rams, sit down, be humble. Now, some people believe that that is Kendrick Lamar's best song, or one of Kendrick Lamar's best song. Those people are incorrect. Kendrick Lamar's best song is Money Trees. And if you disagree, I don't really care. That's Kendrick Lamar's best song. And that's just how I feel. Yeah. My music opinion's better than yours. That's just how I feel. All right, we'll get back to sports. Sorry to Kendrick Lamar. Let's call it like it is, as far as the Rams' performance went last night on Monday Night Football. The Los Angeles Rams were flat. The Los Angeles Rams were uninspired. And the Los Angeles Rams were not ready to play. And I got to be really honest about all of it. I don't care. I love it. I only love it because I won my bet on Atlanta. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to me. I don't care at all about this performance last night for the Los Angeles Rams. I do in a couple different ways. But as far as viewing the Rams moving forward into the postseason in Week 18, where they're going to play their starters per head coach Sean McVay, they want to enter the playoffs on a positive note. Let's consider a couple things before we like bury the Los Angeles Rams because of this loss last night. And I think I'm going to be really fair about all of this, right? And you, the listener, you, the viewer, you can kind of listen to what I'm about to say, watch what I'm about to say, and you can decide if you agree with me or not. I think you're going to. Last night, the Los Angeles Rams did not have Davante Adams, Alaric Jackson, or Kevin Dotson. That is, for those of you scoring at home, a future first ballot Hall of Fame wide receiver in Adams, and two exceptionally important offensive linemen. Now, we can talk about the defensive effort last night for the Rams, where you could have convinced me, I don't even think convince is a strong enough word. I think I'd believe it if you told me, that Rams defensive coordinator Chris Shula started Bijan Robinson in his fantasy football championship game. That's how the Rams played defense last night. Bijan Robinson looked like the greatest, looked like the love child of Barry Sanders and Jim Brown last night, and he's great. I feel like the Rams made Bijan Robinson look pretty awesome. And we'll talk about Matthew Stafford, who was disappointing last night. Probably cost him most valuable player. We will get to that in a little bit. I hate to do this, and single out one player, because it's more than just about one player or one play, and I mean that sincerely. But let's call a spade a spade. We all love sports, right? You watched the game last night. Maybe you bet on it. Maybe you had fantasy. Maybe you just watched because you love it. All cool here on this show. The Los Angeles Rams lost this game because DJ Humphries was the backup left tackle. And he single-handedly took, like, multiple scores off the board for the Rams, including, like, an actual Puka Nacua touchdown and a couple other big plays with penalties from DJ Humphries, who has not been a brutal offensive lineman throughout his career. At this stage of his career, he's a backup, and he's not a good one. And the Rams were really missing Alaric Jackson last night. And it's not like Alaric Jackson is like Walter Jones or Orlando Pace or Jonathan Ogden. But I mean, when you go from Jackson here to DJ Humphries, this is like having your Survivor Series team go from Bron Breakker to the Brooklyn Brawler. Shout out to the great Steve Lombardi. And a little Steiner math for everybody on this Tuesday. I'm not absolving the rest of the Los Angeles Rams of blame for last night's loss. But let's call a spade a spade. Let's be honest about it. If the Rams have, and you could say every team's injured, okay, but the Rams are going to get these guys back. If the Rams have Davante Adams and they have the offensive linemen, they win this game last night. They win. And this is not sour grapes for me. I didn't bet the Rams. I bet Atlanta. I won my bet. I'm happy with the result. But we can still call it like we see it and tell the truth. If the Rams are fully healthy last night on offense, they win this game. Like, they beat the Falcons. Maybe they don't cover the spread, but they win this game. So I don't want to get crazy right now and bury the Los Angeles Rams and tell you, well, like, the Rams are screwed. They can't go to the Super Bowl now because of this game last night. It's an unfortunate result. They played poorly. They coached poorly. They got humbled. But for me, far from a death knell for the Los Angeles Rams. I'm not going to get crazy about it. They're not frauds. They're going to get Davante back. They're going to get the offensive lineman back. Hell, we had Pete Prisco on the show yesterday. My friend from CBS Sports, longtime NFL writer and analyst, he brought up that the Rams' defense and secondary hasn't been the same since they lost Quinton Lake. Like, Quinton Lake's probably going to be back for the postseason for the LA Rams. And you, the listener, you, the viewer, you might not know who Quinton Lake is. That's okay. That's why I'm here, to tell you. He's a really important part of this defense, and we're expecting Quinton Lake to be back for the Los Angeles Rams. I'm not going to get crazy about this loss, because the Rams, to me, are, and maybe you disagree with this, and maybe I'll be wrong. That's the beauty of all of this. We're going to find out, and find out in the next couple weeks. The Rams are still, to me, one of the two best teams in the National Football Conference, along with the Philadelphia Eagles. I said I was not going to go crazy about the Rams' performance last night. But I am going to go crazy about what we might get on Wild Card Weekend. And perhaps you, the listener, and you, the viewer, perhaps you will as well, depending on your rooting interest and your betting interest. And for me, it's more of a betting interest, but that now turns into a rooting interest for yours truly, even as a lifelong fan of the New York Football Giants. Because if the season ended today, dot, 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 and to be clear, it doesn't. But if it did, and I'm going to run through a bunch of scenarios coming up for Week 18 and what we're probably going to get on Wild Card Weekend. If the season ended today, the 3-6 matchup, Wild Card Weekend in the NFC, is the 6-seed Los Angeles Rams visiting the 3-seed Philadelphia Eagles.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I think these are the two best teams in the conference. They are likely to play, not definitely, but are probably going to meet in round one. And one of the teams is going to get bounced, and this should be a matchup that every other team in the conference and in the NFL, if you're in the AFC, you should be rooting for this also. Get one of these two teams out on wild card weekend. Get the Eagles out or get the Rams out as early as possible. And if you're someone like me, I led the show yesterday talking about the Eagles' win against the Bills, and I told you that I think the Eagles are going back to back, and I think the Eagles are going to win another Super Bowl because I think they've got the best defense, and I trust Jalen Hurts to not turn the ball over. This is a nightmare to have the Rams potentially coming into town. Rams can absolutely beat the Eagles. The Rams almost beat them in the snow in January in the divisional round in a postseason where the Eagles otherwise mashed everybody. Rams should have beaten the Eagles earlier this season, if not for the blocked field goal at the end. Shout out to Jordan Davis running that back to cover the spread for yours truly in that game. Nightmare scenario if you bet the Philadelphia Eagles or if you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan. And if you bet the Rams at any point, and even if you're not someone that bets, I think you can appreciate this context. People that bet professionally and create power ratings in the NFL, not that they have to be right, have power rated the Rams basically as the best team in the league all season long. So maybe you don't have money on the Rams. A lot of people do. And now you might have, if you have the Rams or you're a Rams fan, to go to Philly in round one. I mean, this is like, you know, the mega powers colliding. This is Hogan and Savage at WrestleMania 5. This is unbelievable if this is the first round matchup that we get. So early this morning, you know, it's 9:15 a.m. Eastern, so it was earlier than this. It was early this morning on the East Coast. I'm messing around with the playoff machine, as one does on Tuesday, December 30th in the year of our Lord, 2025, because I love this stuff, and it's fun to talk about. There are some ways where we will not get Eagles v. Rams in Philadelphia in round one. I have actually, on my notepad here, I have written down all the different scenarios here, and I'm trying to debate, even in this moment right now, if I want to try going through all of them. I think it might be a little cumbersome to go through. I think the way that it doesn't happen is if Seattle beats San Francisco, then we will probably get San Francisco at Philadelphia. Let's use the betting market as a guide to try and figure out what's going to happen. And the betting market can be wrong. There are upsets all the time, right? Doesn't have to go this way. But the betting market has it like this. Chicago is favored to beat Detroit. Maybe the Lions upset them. We'll see. Let's say the Bears win that game. Chicago's the 2 seed, right? Because Chicago has the head-to-head win over Philly from Black Friday. The Bears have the tiebreaker over the Eagles. So let's say the Bears win. They're favored. The Eagles win against the Commanders. We think that's going to happen. Josh Johnson likely to start for Washington in that game. And let's assume that the San Francisco 49ers beat the Seattle Seahawks, as San Francisco is a very small home favorite coming up on Saturday night to win that game. You're going to get Rams-Eagles in Philadelphia. You'll get Seattle at the NFC South champion, where the Seahawks will absolutely... Seattle was just a touchdown favorite, 6.5-point favorite, on the road in Carolina. Seattle will be favored on the road against either Carolina or Tampa. And you'll also get part three, Bears-Packers in Soldier Field. That's the most likely scenario. Doesn't have to go that way, but the most likely outcome is Rams-Eagles in round one. And that is a nightmare for your boy. I don't want to see the LA Rams. And if you like the Rams, I'll say this for you, and I hope you agree, and if not, like, you might be dumb. You should not want to see the Philadelphia Eagles. Last note on the Los Angeles Rams from last night. So the Rams lose, obviously, and are now 11-5. And they deserve to lose the game last night. Like, they lost to Seattle the week before. It feels like that game was like 2 months ago, that epic Thursday night game, probably the game of the year in the NFL. 38-37, losing that game in overtime to the Seattle Seahawks. The Rams lost that game. Like, we all watched that game, right? Maybe the best game of the year. The Rams probably deserve to win that game. Like, take betting out of it, and let's just talk about football analysis. The Rams probably deserve to win that game, right? Even if you're a huge Seahawks fan, I think you could probably admit that. In the Rams' other losses, Eagles, you can make the case they deserve to win that game. Carolina, maybe deserve to win that game. The Thursday night loss against San Francisco is one of the worst losses of the season that any team has had. Given the fact that the Niners had no receivers and Brock Purdy didn't play in the game and San Francisco beat them in Los Angeles and also knocked me out of a big money survivor. Not that I'm bitter or anything about that. So we can say maybe the Rams should have one loss, two losses, three losses. They don't. They've got five. And because of that, Matthew Stafford's not going to win NFL MVP. He's just not. And he's not blameless in this either, and we'll get to that in a second. Drake May, you know, the New England Patriots' brilliant second-year quarterback, is minus 700, a huge favorite now to win Most Valuable Player at BetMGM. And even if you out there listening or watching, even if you don't bet on sports, I would encourage you, just like not all the time, but when you get a game like that last night where you thinking during the game, like, oh, like Stafford might lose MVP, go look at the live market at BetMGM and how it's changing rapidly because people are firing in bets. And the most noteworthy one to me, just really quickly, was Game 6 Oilers-Panthers a couple years ago, the first time they played in the Stanley Cup Final, when the Oilers are going to win and come back from 3-0 down to make it 3-3. And we're all feeling in that moment, like, McDavid's going to win Conn Smythe even if the Oilers lose in Game 7, which they did. And McDavid's just getting bet and bet and bet and bet and bet. It's just fascinating, even if you don't bet, to get a glimpse into how people are feeling things are going to go. So Drake May is now a huge favorite. Patriots probably going to win this weekend. We'll see if they get the one seed. Probably not. Chargers going to rest Justin Herbert. Broncos probably going to beat them. Denver will probably be the one. But Drake May's probably going to win MVP now. And for Matthew Stafford, he had his chances. Like, this is not like he's getting robbed here. Even in last night's game, had a bunch of opportunities to win. Even at the end, missing Xavier Smith on a crosser over the middle where Smith probably scores to give the Rams the win. Just outright missed him. The Puka Nacua play where Puka almost makes the catch of the year, maybe the catch of the decade in the NFL. He had his chances. He's bad last night. And that doesn't mean he's had a bad season. Even the best quarterback seasons in the history of the league usually have one clunker attached to them. It's a 17-game season. Like, these things happen from time to time. Matthew Stafford was bad last night, by his standards. And it's going to cost him Most Valuable Player. And I think it's going to get Drake May over the finish line. So heading into last night, ask me who's going to win MVP. I would have told you Matthew Stafford. Ask me or the betting market right now? Who's going to win MVP? Allow me to channel my inner Justin Timberlake. It's gonna be May. We are off and running here on a Tuesday. You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports. Coming up next, we will talk the winning team from last night's game, the Atlanta Falcons. And I'm going to tell you why. It is insanity to suggest Raheem Morris should come back as the team's head coach, and why the Falcons have telegraphed what they're going to do with general manager Terry Fontenot. I'll explain on the other side. Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet here on Westwood One Sports with me, Nick Costos.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.